This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, the Quran says, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Verse 30 and chapter 30. Now, this verse of the Holy Quran is about the God-gifted nature or the God-gifted instinct, fitra, that God has bestowed upon man. The translation of the verse which I just recited is, then set your face upright for the religion in the right state, the nature made by Allah in which He has made men. There is no altering of Allah's creation. That is the right religion, but most people do not know. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah Almighty has created man in a manner that he becomes aware of the right religion and has a strong affinity towards it. Now, we are going to focus a little bit on the term fitra. The term fitra means a God-given quality in all human beings. Now, innate matters are of two kinds, knowledge and desire. Okay, we have knowledge and we have desire. These are two innate matters that are inborn and that they are intrinsic. So, man's natural instinct consists partly of knowledge and partly of desire. That is for sure. You will not find anyone who does not have wishes and desires. And these desires are a part and parcel of every individual's life. So we can say that every person, through his innate God-given knowledge and desire, is instinctively aware of the pure religion and has an affinity towards it. But when a person is immersed in material life, or he is over-indulgent, or maybe he is living his ordinary lives and immersed in those ordinary affairs and does not pay attention to non-material ideas, his fitra, you know, his innate knowledge or his, God-given nature and desire will become clouded to some extent, or maybe to a large extent. We know that proper nourishment is necessary for the growth of the body. Our body needs food, nutrition, and everything that is necessary for its growth, of course. If we neglect the right type of diet, for example, it could lead to different kinds of complications that could cause function in the body. Imagine, you can see in poorer countries, people who are suffering from malnutrition, they have a lot of health complications, a lot of problems. This is quite natural because the body needs food, the body needs proper diet, you know, proper intake. That is essential. Now, it is the same with fitra. If we just indulge in material life, the other side will be weakened or clouded by material affairs. It is overwhelmed, you know. But in difficulties, of course, when our attention to the material life is, you know, temporarily diverted, we turn entirely to Allah and slowly begin to feel the change from inside. You know, in this state of helplessness, I gave you the example of a man who was on a ship, you know, and his ship was about to sink. The explanation that was given by Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that the man thought of a supreme being, of God, the omnipotent. So even though he did not believe in God, but when he thought of that supreme being, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said that that being is God. In the state of helplessness, imagine in the situation where a person is about to sink, money, wealth, whatever you have accumulated in your life is of no use. They are not going to help you. You know, your parents, your brothers and sisters and all these things, your beautiful house or maybe your beautiful cars are going to be of no use to you. You are not going to take recourse to such things. You are not going to seek help, of course. So in difficulties and miseries or in the state of helplessness, we focus our attention to Allah. We direct our attention. We turn entirely to Allah and feel, you know, that there is someone superior, that there is someone who is more supreme and that he can help us. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Besides the physical body, there is a divine element or a spiritual element in the human being. What does that divine spirit mean? Does it mean that Allah has a spirit and has part of it in humans? Definitely not. When we attribute spirit to Allah, it is something symbolic, just like the house of Allah. Although everything is created by Allah, some things are more precious and respected than others. So we attribute them to Allah. One of which is, of course, the spirit. And of course, it is symbolic. We can conclude that all men have a divine element in them, which is very important and which makes man a worthy being, which makes him superior to other creatures. Breathing life into Adam means instilling the divine spirit into him and Adam. That nafkh means blowing breath and life and spirit into the human body. This spirit or soul is the origin and the source of all special and exclusive perfections of human beings. All the capabilities of this species originate from this endless and everlasting source, the divine spirit. Therefore, all of us are indebted to Almighty Allah, the Creator, for this great blessing. And of course, let's also understand that it's not only spirit. We are distinguished from other creatures by the intellect, by the faculty of intellect that God has bestowed upon us. Let's also note that man was not created haphazardly through chance. Man was created by Allah, and that God created human being with a purpose, and then God has chosen human beings as his vicegerents. These are the important points and the major points that we must remember. Number one, God has created human beings first. Number two, God has created human beings with a purpose. And number three, God has chosen human beings as his vicegerents. And these three facts prove that humans are chosen to be Allah's representative on this earth, above all other creatures. You know, the Quran says, ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Now this verse 9 of chapter 32. Now I will give you the translation. Then he made him complete and breathed into him. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Into him of his spirit, and made for you the ears and the eyes and the hearts. Little is it that you give thanks. So, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. We human beings are not thankful to Allah for all the blessings that God has given to us. The faculty of intellect is not a simple blessing. The spirit that God has invested, that has placed inside us, is not a simple blessing. These are the most important blessings that Allah has placed in us. These are inborn things, you know, and these are the things which distinguish man from other creatures. Of course, there are more and more verses to be discussed, to be mentioned. I would suffice to this much. For the sake of brevity, our time is up. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. thought I had, and every word I share, you